Well, good morning.
Good morning.
It's good to see all of you that ventured out today, and maybe I can say something to Brad about going ahead and shutting the doors back there. But anyways, so good to see all of you this morning, and we are glad to see you on this first Sunday after Christmas. And so we are glad that you're here today, and we want to welcome all of you and those that may be listening later on online. And so I was looking out, noticing our various college kids, a few of them that are here today. And I'm kind of excited about that because part of my message is dealing with continuing to keep on going and growing. And I had determined long ago that I was going to do that, but I'll say more about that. But here's my question, and it doesn't matter if you're 7 or 70. Are we still growing persons? So we'll talk more about that later on as we think about coming into this new year. So let's stand and join together and sing our Gloria Patria. Glory be to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the Let's join together there for our call to worship. The heavens are bursting forth with God's glory.
The angels sing about God's mighty acts and love.
From the darkness, God has brought forth salvation.
We have not been defiled.
Glory to God in the highest.
And peace to all on God's earth.
Let us open our hearts for worship. Well, let's join together there. You can turn to 137, or you can follow along on the PowerPoint. We're going to be singing three verses of Hark the Herald Angels Sing. Hark the Herald Angels Sing, glory to by highest heaven adored, Christ the everlasting Lord. Late in time, behold him come, offspring of the Virgin's womb. Veiled in flesh, the Godhead see. Hail the incarnate deity. Let's join together there for our opening prayer. Loving God, as we prepare to step across the threshold of a new year, may we have confidence in your abiding presence. Open us to all the possibilities and promises that a new year can bring. We pray in Christ's name. Amen. And you may be seated, and we're going to go to 143, or you can follow along. We're going to be singing all four verses of O Little Town of Bethlehem. No kids today, so we're going to go right into our prayer time, and maybe because we are moving a little quicker, we can take a few prayer requests if you happen to have one or didn't happen to tell me or write it down. Let me share with you a few of those that were already shared with me this morning. We want to pray for Aaron, Brad and Carla's daughter, who tested positive for COVID. And she had a rough night or two there with high temperature, but Carla said this morning she's doing much better, but we want to keep her in our prayers. Also for Jane, which is Betty Kirk's sister, who has COVID also. But
Mary
Schell, too,
sister.
Mary has COVID?
No, it's her sister.
Oh, yes, sorry, yeah. Yeah, you had me confused there for a minute, and I was like, what? I didn't hear. Okay, yes. Scratch that if you were listening online. Jane, she's doing better, but Tom's concerned because she was finally alert enough that they let her know that her husband passed away from COVID. So we're asking for prayers for her this morning. Also, we want to continue praying for Richard. I'm really concerned, and I think we need to pray about where he's at. He's at Kester, and we're really concerned. The daughter's already upset with some things going on, and we just need to really pray because he really needs to be somewhere that has good physical therapy so they can get him back going again. And so we appreciate your prayers for him. I talked to Alice this week. She was pretty bombed out with the pain meds that she was on. I could tell, and I said, okay, I won't talk to you very long, but I talked to Jenny last night. We were texting. She kind of let me know that mom was a trooper through Christmas Day and did pretty good, but we want to continue praying for her for strength as she's going to be going through a bunch of rehab. And then we want to continue lifting up Bill and continuing to ask for God's healing touch on him. And then we're asking for prayers for Jody's mom, who was diagnosed with COVID. And Jody's been pretty concerned about that. And they weren't able to be there yesterday for Christmas. And I just appreciate your prayers for her. Thankfully, we're very thankful that she has already had been vaccinated, and so far it has not been too bad because she already has pre-existing lung issues. Was that COPD? I think, is that right? Yeah, COPD. So we appreciate your prayers for her. Anybody else real quick this morning that maybe has something to share? Yes. Had what? Okay. Can you remember names? I'm thinking, was it? Well, yes, I knew that. We had already prayed for David, I think, in the family there. But I want the two that has the other issues. She shared one of them that has COVID. What was that? Starts with it. Okay. Okay, it was Carrie. That's, I kept thinking of C. Okay, so Carrie was the one with the brain bleed. Okay, and then COVID. Okay, so yes. And also we need to pray for peace for Ellie. Somebody that left me a message, I think it was Priscilla, said that Ellie was really shaken up with everything. So appreciate your prayers for her. Someone else, anybody else? Yes. Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah, we definitely want to keep him in our prayers. That's kind of a tough combination there. So Richard, and for COVID and pneumonia. Someone else. Yes.
My daughter.
Yes. What's her first name?
Beth.
Beth. Yes. We need to keep her in our prayers. She's got COVID also.
No, she has a lesion.
Oh, that's right. Yes. Sorry. And we definitely need to keep her in our prayers and ask God for her touch. Someone else? Anybody else this morning? So we got quite a few names there, and we want to lift all of those up. And so I know many of those names will be familiar with you. So if you have a prayer need there that you need to personally lift up to the Lord that you could not share, you can do that. Plus, maybe lift up some of these other names there quietly in your seat as she plays, and then I'll come and close us out. Just so grateful today as we have celebrated and are continuing to celebrate the birth of your son, Jesus. who is the Prince of Peace. And Lord, there's a lot of folks right now that need that peace. And Lord, we just ask for your special touch for those that have been mentioned this morning, those that are in need of your healing touch. We think of Aaron today. We think of Jane today, God. We think of the other Jane, Lord, that was mentioned. We think of Richard today. These that are battling COVID and others that maybe we've heard about or know of, and for Carol today. God, we just ask for each of your touch on each of them today with your healing touch, your healing grace, and your mercy be extended to them. Lord, we also pray for Jane with the facing the loss of her husband while she's in the middle of battling this. And we pray for strength, and we pray for peace, and we pray for comfort, and we pray for faith in the midst of all of this that's going on. And Lord, we ask your continued healing touch and strength for Richard and Alice and Bill this morning. Lord, we lift up Carrie to you, God, asking for your healing touch with this brain bleed, Lord, that you would give wisdom to the doctors as they're trying to treat this and get this under control. And Lord, we just ask for your touch there. We also lift up Beth to you right now, God, asking that your hand would touch that lesion on her brain, Lord, and that your healing hand will be extended as the doctors and them try to come up with a plan. God, we just ask for wisdom and guidance through all of that. And Lord, we lift up Ellie today, God, asking for peace for her and your grace, Lord, that she needs your strength. And any others, Lord, that may be a part of our community of faith, Lord, I know there was a few that couldn't make it to Christmas Eve service that come every year because of illness, Lord. And we just pray for your healing touch and your healing grace and strength through these various things that are going around. And Lord, I also want to lift up all of our school teachers, Lord. I think of at least the ones I know out at Miami East, that this has just been a tough year. I've talked to many of them that said it was, this year has been worse than last year with everything going on. And God, we just pray for your comfort and strength and peace and rest upon them through this time. And for all of us, Lord, it's just been a tough time. And we pray that that rest and strength will carry with us into this new year, a new year of blessing, a new year of strength and faith and favor, and that you'll continue to use us to be the your hands extended into our community and world, as we thank you for all of these things and ask him in the name of Jesus, our Savior, the one who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Hear our prayers, O Lord. Hear our prayers, O Lord. Incline thine ear to us, and grant us thy Well, thank you so much for taking time to pray with us. And some of these, please continue to remember them. And I think many of their names are on our monthly now. Well, we have the opportunity to worship the Lord with our giving. And I just want to say once again, thank you. You know what? You guys have just been so faithful and gracious in your giving as God leads you. And we've just had a very blessed year, and we're going to continue to use that to reach out and be a blessing to others. So as our ushers come, this is the last time to give in 2021. So God bless you as you give today. Let's join together there for our dedication. Oh God, through our giving today, we become open-minded in hearing your wisdom, open-hearted in healing a broken world, open-handed in heeding your call to charity. With thanks we give, amen. And you may be seated there this morning. When the ushers had come up and they stayed back so far and I had to kind of reach way out, I thought maybe they thought I was contagious for a moment. Or they were trying to get me to fall down. I'm not sure which it was there this morning. Well, our scripture reading this morning is coming from two passages. Both of them are our lectionary readings. The one is an Old Testament passage, and then the one is a Lucan passage. And you can follow along on the PowerPoint here as we begin 1 Samuel chapter 2, verses 18 and 19, and then verse 26. But Samuel, though he was only a boy, served the Lord. He wore a linen garment like that of a priest. Each year, his mother made a small coat for him and brought it to him when she came with her husband for the sacrifice. Meanwhile, the boy Samuel grew in years and in favor with God and with the people. And then from Luke chapter 2, we're going to be reading verses 41, that's not quite right, but it's 41 through 46, and then verse 52. Each year, Jesus' parents went to Jerusalem for the Passover festival. When he was 12 years old, they went up to Jerusalem according to their custom. After the festival was over, they were returning home, but Jesus stayed behind in Jerusalem. His parents didn't know it. Supposing that he was among their band of travelers, they journeyed on for a full day while looking for him among their family and friends. When they didn't find him, Jesus, they returned to Jerusalem to look for him. After 3 days, they found him in the temple. He was sitting among the teachers, listening to them, putting questions to them. Everyone who heard him was amazed by his understanding and his answers. Jesus matured in wisdom and years and in favor with God and with people. That is God's word for us this morning. And I pray that the words of my mouth and the meditations of our heart will be pleasing in God's sight, our rock and our redeemer. Amen and amen. Well, a new Sunday school teacher had been working with her kids on the Lord's Prayer, trying to help them to memorize it. And as they were going through, she found out that our Father, who art in heaven, they got that down, no problem. But there was a few of them that were having some trouble with some of the other lines. And so she was trying to help them along. And one of the child kept saying, Howard be thy name. You probably heard that. And another youngster said this, and maybe this should be my prayer, is lead us not into Penn Station. And still another one that really surprised the teacher said this, our Father who art in heaven, how did you know my name? Yeah, I thought I would share those this morning. I always kind of like the ones about the kids. And it's interesting that both of our passages today are dealing with kids. And as I was working through this, I just kept going in this direction. I'm thinking, well, Lord, this isn't really something for adults and older adults, I said. But it struck me really hard as we are coming into this new year and we face 2 years of difficulties like we've never faced, at least in my lifetime. Now, maybe a few of you, and I just say a few, because I could include my mom and dad in there, because my dad would tell me some stories once in a while. They're no longer with us, but dad once in a while would tell me some stories, and I remember Jean Hirsch would tell me some stories. I would ask her often, and she would tell me stories about it, growing up during the Great Depression. and how difficult that was and some of the things. And that's one of the things I was thinking of, you know, when I was thinking about everything that we've been going through. And my thought then for 2022 hit me strong, and that is keep going and keep growing. So let me say this. So when I was in my 20s, I knew already that God had called me into ministry. But when I was in my 20s, and that would be, I was in seminary at the time. I had finished up college and I was in seminary at the time. I had purposed in my heart, in my 20s, that it didn't matter how old, how long I had been in ministry, how long I had been preaching or teaching, I had determined that I was going to keep learning and keep growing all of my life and all of my ministry. And because I wanted to be all that God, and you know what? There are times when I think back years ago and think of sermons that I preached, and I'm like, oh my gosh, Lord, what was I saying back then? But somehow God still blessed and used me in different ways. But here's what I want you to catch a hold of that I read this week, and it kind of struck me, and this kind of spun off my direction with these passages today. Someone once said, a person who has a purpose for which to live has a reason to keep growing. And when a person keeps growing, life becomes an adventure. I don't know if you caught that. Words jump out at me when I read that. Purpose, growing, adventure. And I think that's true of all of our lives. We often think of this as true for young people. Our college, you know, some of them that are here, there might be a few of them, I'm not sure if any of them's graduated yet, or maybe close to that are home for the holidays. I think there are a few of them that have. With getting a job and getting out there, knowing what they want. You know, my daughters, when they graduated from high school, they both worked. My younger daughter worked for like 5 years. And then she said, okay, Dad, I think I'm going to go to college now. Because both of them had no clue what they wanted to do with their lives. And I would pray often that God would direct them and guide them. And our reading this morning both acknowledge the importance of learning and growing, not only physically, but also mentally and spiritually in preparation for serving the Lord. Now, it doesn't matter what field you go into, what you do, and even when you eventually come to that day, which many of you are already there, of retirement, what do I do now? What am I going to do? You know what? Through all my years of pastoring, one of the greatest testimonies and things that I love to see is I always had people in my congregation that they couldn't wait till they could retire because they wanted to get involved in more of ministry in the church. And many of those people did, and they became a great blessing in the congregation through various things. And in Israelite and Judean tradition, as we were looking at through our two passages, a boy became responsible to follow God's covenant at the age 13. And the identification of Jesus' age, and we believe Samuel was very close to that same age, 12 years old, tells me that his parents had encouraged him to grow in the Lord, because there he was in the temple learning and questioning and answering and all of that as he was preparing for not only the covenant responsibilities, but then eventually for the ministry that he was called to. So my question for us is, are we growing personally? Are we growing as people? Yes, we're all grown up. We're all older now. Some of you are younger age, young adults, and you'll be growing up. Some of us are getting closer to the different times, And no doubt that all of those things are true. We mature, we explore, we grow beyond the horizon. Some of you can probably remember back how you learned through the hard knocks of life. You know, they used to call it the school of hard knocks. And yet I think it's true for all of us, because the most interesting and adventurous people that I know in my life are the ones that are growing and still learning. In fact, some of the people that I know that continue to learn are learning and growing and advancing in their careers. I just have to tell this. I thought about him when I was driving out, my one nephew, Alan. He struggled in school. He struggled with reading, and I think that's why he struggled in school. And he worked in different things. He was those, help me out, Kathy. He does the same thing your husband does. Yes, tool and die. He was tool and die person for years. And when they told him, and he's only a few years younger than me, so he's like in his very early 50s. And when they told him, we'll send you to Edison, he said, sure. And I bet he was in his late 40s. And he went through for years. He just took a few night classes every whatever it was, however that worked out. And he just announced that he had got his degree. And I was so proud of him, because I know how much he struggled. But he wanted to keep, if you meet him, he's always pushing himself. He goes on these long marathons and does these crazy runs and mountain climbing. I mean, he just had all these adventures. And you know what? I even read this week about a guy who learned Chinese in his 80s. You know why? Because he wanted to keep his mind alive. I know as we grow older, it's easier for us to want to stop doing those kind of things. Some think that's just the way it is, but the results are in. Two things I want to share. First of all, a person with purpose keeps moving forward. Why is that? Well, that's because going and growing align us in the same direction. If you're growing, you're going to be going. If you're going, you probably are a person that's growing. I mean, I've just never met it one way. I've never met somebody that did nothing in life and kept growing and going. And Samuel's parents had dedicated him to God and brought him to live with the priest Eli. He was being prepared for one to be one of the most pivotal people in Israel. What was that? A priest. A priest. And as Samuel followed his path, the author tells us that he matured and grew in favor with God and people. And I believe God's favor is there for us. As we grow, as we mature, as we say this, God, I don't know what you have for my life, but I still want to serve you in whatever way that I can. Please open doors. Please direct me. Please guide me. And I believe that God will answer that prayer. And I believe that God will give us favor in our lives in those situations where others may not have, where God opens doors and closes doors and everything. And something similar happened to Jesus, we are told there in our reading there. And if you follow Luke chapter 2 down through there, notice the progression. And you might have said, wow, we jumped from birth to 12 years old. How'd that happen so quick? Well, the lectionary has always fallen that way. I don't understand why that is, because next Sunday is Epiphany, and that's when we talk about the Magi and the wise men. Although the story that we often tell, the Christmas story, that the wise men came when Jesus was a baby, that is not true. Because the text does not tell us that at all. In fact, he was older. But notice the progression. In verse 16 of chapter 2, he's a baby. In verse 40, he's referred to as a child. In verse 43, which we read, says he's a boy. And in verse 52, he's called Jesus. Because he's matured and things are happening. And as Jesus matured and followed his purpose, Luke tells us he grew in wisdom and in favor with God and people. Here's my point. Intention keeps us going and growing. Remember what I said a moment ago? When I was in my 20s, I determined. And you know what? I followed that through. To this day, I still read all the time. When there's new information coming out about archaeology and things about cultural things and discoveries they make so that we can understand the Bible better, I'm always pushing myself to learn and understand better. And Samuel was preparing to be a priest, and Jesus was preparing for his ministry as Messiah. Most people that I've encountered who make a difference have a clear sense of purpose and intention in life. And that can come through whatever job you are in. Whether you be a teacher or a doctor or a carpenter or builder or whatever that may be. Those who keep a growing edge in their lives are usually those who are committed to something. In other words, there's got to be a reason why you keep doing that. And here we see Jesus was found in the temple, worshiping and learning and growing and questioning and answering. I mean, he got right involved with it all. And so I see that as so important for our lives. A person with purpose keeps moving forward. And then the second thing is a person with purpose finds adventure. I have found this in my life. Now, does that mean we don't face difficulties? That things are tough? That you got to work hard sometimes to grow and mature and be all that God? And so here's a question for you this morning. And it, like I said, it doesn't matter what your age is. What purpose brings you alive? Sometimes we refer to it in training and leadership today as passion. What is your passion? What do you get excited about as far as serving God? If whatever that is, that's what you should be involved with. And you might be saying, Pastor, what I'm excited about, we don't have anything quite like that at the church. Well, then come talk to me. Maybe we can. Maybe God has put that in you for a reason. And here's the reason why I say that. Because God has a purpose for each of us. I believe that. And I believe, and listen to this, I believe it may change through our life. I've seen that happen with different people. They have a job and a purpose that they felt like God directed and opened them up and blessed them through all their lives. And they did that job for 30, 40 years. And then they retired. And then all of a sudden, God redirects their purpose. And they're doing something else, whether it's serving on some kind of committee or serving at something in the church or in a way or serving in a nonprofit or some kind of organization. It's amazing how I run into people that I know all the time at Upper Valley Hospital. I'm like, what are you doing? Volunteering? And they're working and making a difference. Here's the key. We just have to discover it and then put ourselves into it. So let me just stop and say something from a pastor's perspective that I've seen. I've seen people so excited and they come to me and their face is big and they're excited and they're like, Pastor, I know what my giftings are. I'm so excited. They're telling everybody about God's called me to do this. God wants me to do that. And then they don't do anything. They don't do anything. So it's one thing to discover it. It's another thing then to step into it and do that. And it can be in a variety of ways. Sometimes it is in the church. Sometimes it's in other ways. And why is that? Why does God call all of us with a purpose? Because of this. Our purpose is tied to the purposeful movement of God working to bring creation to fulfillment. We are all a part of what God has intended all along for creation. And that is for it to be a blessing and for things to flow and that there's peace and love and joy and hope in our world, not violence and war and hatred. And that movement calls out to us. The Spirit calls out to us through what God is doing in our world to give us purpose and meaning. So let me ask a few questions. Where can you see God's movement going on around you or maybe within you? What moves you towards the fulfillment of God's purpose for you? And my hope is, and my prayer is you will say yes to it. Even if it's different. Even if it's scary to step out and do something different. Here's my thought. Allow that purpose to motivate you and push you in life. Whether you're just starting out or whether you're coming closer to the end. It will push you to become a person that is going and growing. And it will in turn make life an adventure. Amen. Amen. Well, let's just take a couple minutes to say hi to a few people and then we'll close out there with Away in the Manger as we finish up. Or you can follow along since it's short and we're familiar with it. We'll go ahead and sing the three verses of it this morning as we close out.
Away in a manger, no crib for a bed. The little Lord Jesus laid down his sweet hair. The stars in the sky look down where he lay. The little Lord Jesus asleep on the hay. The cattle are lowing, the baby awakes. The little Lord Jesus no cry he makes. I love you, Lord Jesus. Look down from the sky and stay by my side till morning is nigh. Be near me, Lord Jesus, I ask you to stay close by me forever and love me, I pray. Bless all the dear children in thy tender
join together for our benediction. May the God of light and love fill us this new year.
We look for God's transforming power and abundant favor in this new year.
Go in peace and with God's favor. Amen.